Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning. I do have a question. Would there be music while caroling, or is it a cappella? A cappella. Oh. You have music. Ooh, okay.
We'll be singing at the curtain room, so we will have music.
Okay.
Or we can do beatbox.
So they will sound just as lovely when they're caroling because there will be music. I said they will sound just as lovely while caroling because there will be music. We didn't hear you a cappella, so I can't address that. Okay, as you have noted, if you came up the stairs or got off the elevator, the Christmas card exchange is in effect. There are cards in the foyer labeled in alphabetical order. Please place your cards in the appropriate box and also look for expressions of love in your designated box. Okay. Another announcement that might not be, is not in your bulletin. There will be a very quick usher meeting downstairs in the lower auditorium following the morning worship. Again, the ushers have a meeting. I would direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin. As we have done for several years now, there will be a Christmas Day dinner here at the church. There are items needed. Please take note of those items. There's also help needed. All donations are accepted and appreciated, but beyond that, those to prepare, to serve, to deliver, to help, and to clean up. So in all of those areas, if you can assist, please use this insert and so that it gets to the appropriate individuals for the Christmas Day dinner. Also in our bulletin, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the next deadline date for the newsletter, the trustees for the month of December are noted there. From our security ministry, please take note of the pew that you're seated in. They are color coded. You would exit through the door that is also of the same color code. And then you need to know where to exit once you are downstairs. As noted, there is caroling on Saturday, December 14 from 1:15 to 5:30. If you are participating or would like to join in, please take note of your points of contact if you need a ride, and you may also meet them at those locations. The children's choir will practice on the 4th, the 11th, and Saturday the 14th at 12 noon. The floral committee will begin decorating the church for the Christmas season. They're asking for volunteers to help with this enormous task starting tomorrow at 10. They will decorate on Tuesday and Wednesday also at the same time. Your point of contact is listed there. A candlelight service will be held on the second Sunday. The Long Branch, Mount Tabor, and Mount Salem will also be our guests. The women's ministry has a meeting tomorrow at 7 in the lower annex area near the kitchen. All women are invited to attend, and please join for the last meeting of 2019. On the reverse of the announcements, our known sick and shut in and those on our prayer list. Adding to this list, Sister Denise Henderson and her family on the homegoing of her aunt. And also Sister Tempia Thomas and her family on the homegoing of her mother. The funeral service is tomorrow in Cambridge, Maryland, and Trustee Austin wants it known that transportation to that service will be made available for anyone who wishes to travel to Sister Thomas's mother's homegoing, trustees. Correspondence is a community note. Christmas with the Men, featuring the Brotherhood Community Chorale, is going to be held on Sunday, December 15th at 3. Their special guests, the Holy Trinity Mime Ministry, They have been having rehearsals for some time now for men in the community. The next rehearsal, Tuesday, December 3rd at 7, Tuesday, December 10 at 7, Thursday, December 12 at 7, the event taking place on Sunday, December 15 at 3 o'clock at the John J. Wright Educational and Cultural Museum. And marking your calendars for a future event, the Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast will take place on January 20th, 2020. Doors will open at 8:30. The program will feature our own Gay Todd Adagbolola, who is a national award-winning musician. This event will take place at the Hospitality House, and again, that's January 20th, and tickets are available. I have the contact information. Sponsorship is also available. Have that as well. And one last item, there was a pearl earring lost. I have it now. So if you find me at the end of the service, if not, we will turn it into lost and found and may get it at another time. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Charlotte.
We
bless God once again for your presence in worship today and this month. And as we started earlier, we'll be celebrating the Advent each Sunday of the month. And we'll be giving God the glory. And we thank God for its participation this morning also. We do want to thank Sister Wilson for the reading of all the announcements. Continue to keep these announcements in mind. And continue to pray for those who stand in need of prayer. We want to add to that list the sister of Deacon Chambers, who is in the hospital. She came, they were visiting for, I'm not sure who visited who, but the idea her sister had a fall and they thought it was perhaps a stroke or a heart attack, turned out not to be, but she's still in the hospital going through tests. So continue to keep her in your prayers. And we also were informed that Sister Wise is in Mary Washington Hospital. Continue to keep her in your prayers also. We do want to remind the men of the men's fellowship. We made a commitment at our last meeting to sponsor a family or families for Christmas. And Deacon Richardson and Minister Benet are standing by to receive your donations in order to help with us continuing that impact for Jesus. So keep in mind, don't spend all your money at the jewelry store. Give us some money so we can help some families for Christmas. Amen. Your favorite place is closed now. Amen. We're going to shut it down. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, men, see Brother Sox and Minister Manet for your contributions. Indeed, it's good to see Minister Miller in the house. She's not only serving in Carolinas, but she's come back from, I would say, at least two different missionary trips that were out of the country. Come and give us about a 3 or 4 minute talk on where you've been. But. Amen. I read the letters, but I prefer you to talk. Help yourself. You can come up here, you can.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
See you. Right. I understand.
All right,
well, good morning again. When I last came home, it was summertime, July, And I had just come back from Kenya. I served for 3 months in Kenya, but actually it was Kabarak, about 3 hours from Nairobi. God blessed me in that He equipped me, many years, over a span of many years, to do the ministry work that He would have me do. I give Him all the glory and honor. And the fact that I would have ended up in Kenya to serve, that was never ever part of my thinking. But God set it up so that I could touch the lives of college students, students who came from poverty, who couldn't have ever afforded to go to college, but there were scholarships in place so that they could go to college and come back to Kenya to give back to their country and their communities. My role was to teach. You know, God gifted me with teaching and evangelism, a beautiful combination for mission work. So I got to share the gospel and disciple young people, along with teaching them to prepare them for the workforce, the people skills that we hardly ever learn in advance. You with me?
Amen.
Communication skills. Good morning, everybody. You know, team building and leadership and work ethics and values and how to interact with people and have harmony on the job, all working towards the same goal. I got the wonderful opportunity to teach these young people as they are preparing for the workforce. And it couldn't have been a better assignment. God always knows what He's doing, doesn't He? So my organization is SIM. It's called SIM, S-I-M, Serving in Missions. I tried my best to get newsletters of my journey to people here, other church families in the community. All I can say to you is that I don't know what God has in store, but what a wonderful opportunity. It was like to twice overseas. I was there for 3 months. That's a rare thing that happens. So I had the opportunity to develop the training, to teach it, and to leave a guide for people to come behind me and to continue to teach it.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for that opportunity. I thank my pastor for this moment. He told me I wasn't supposed to be preaching. So I'm not going to preach, but I'm going to give glory and honor and praise to God for what He set up for me to do in this time in my life. It was a blessing. Not only, listen, the student said, "Miss Tawana, you have blessed us coming here to teach us these things." They've reached back out to me. "Thank you for teaching me about this and about this and about this, because it's helping me in my life, not just work, but my life." And I got to share the gospel in the midst of it all. That's the whole purpose of it. Thank you, God.
It's always good to know that God's work goes on beyond the four walls of this building. And whenever someone comes back from a mission trip, it is always good for us to hear about some of it. We would have been remiss if we did not have Sister Tawana to come and bless us with what she has talked with us about from Kenya. Continue to keep her in your prayers as God will lead her where He would have her to be. And we give God the glory. Where's my security at? Where they at? I know they listening somewhere around here. Huh? I want the one off post. Come on up here. Marlo, one of them. No, I want them in uniform. Amen. Come on, Thomas. Is that you hiding them? Yeah. I want y'all to see the jackets they have, as well as they have a security cap also. Amen. You know, the idea of the security that they serve here is a watchful eye in preparation for our safety. They are not here to have a weapon to defend you with a weapon, but they are here to observe and to be able to alert not only for the problems or the prospect of someone trying to do harm, but to also be able to care for us when we do the fire drills and the different emergency actions. They will be led working with them and our ushers, usher ministry. So when you see the jacket, have respect, listen to what the directions they give, and the reason they wear this is for you to know that they are here. And for some, they're going to give a measure of comfort to know that security is here during worship experience. I believe the usher has their security hat also. Amen. Right. Amen. Thank you. They also have walkie-talkies, amen, so they communicate wherever they are. Thank amen. You. So we have undercover also. As you, amen. Amen. We wanted to let you know that what we've been talking about for months has not gone awry. We are still working on it, and we'll still have further information for you in the future. But pray with and pray for our security ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.